A concerto for recorder and violin here on Kansas Public Radio by Alessandro Scarlatti. Hello, I am Destiny, and thank you for being here with me this morning. I've got music of fathers and sons this hour. Bach, you'll have to guess which son we will be listening to at around 9:30. I've got Alessandro Scarlatti's son coming right up. It is a warm one today. It's about 70 right now, and I think it's going to get into the 80s, so that is almost hot. But like I said yesterday, I will take it over the freezing cold weather. Hope you all had a good Monday yesterday and that the rest of your week is going all right. Hopefully this this is a Concerto Grosso, actually. Scarlatti Domenico, the son, will suit your fancy. It's much different than what we just heard, but, you know, there are still some similarities, being that the time of composition was not too far apart. So the recording here is Cyril Neville Mariner with Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. So we've got an orchestral arrangement of Domenico Scarlatti's Concerto Grosso No. 7. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Domenico Scarlatti, a Concerto Grosso No. 7 here on KPR, Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here with me this morning. I've got music of fathers and sons and the box. That's such a bad joke, like a chicken. They're coming up in a minute. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More info on Instagram and Facebook. And speaking of our community, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More info at kstrails.org. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And I've got something by Bach's Johann Sebastian Bach's son, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. This is the Fantasia known as Bach's Feelings. It's very, very dramatic. So I hope you enjoy listening to it with me right now. I've got Gustav Leonhardt on the harpsichord. Enjoy the drama of being Bach's son on KPR. That is some epic harpsichord here on KPR. Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Fantasia in F sharp, also known as Bach's Feelings, Gustav Leonhardt. Hope you enjoyed that. Very dramatic. We will hear from the kingmaker Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach. I've got a Brandenburg Concerto coming right up. It's rather jolly, shall we say. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rihanna Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. And Te Deum, Kansas City's voice for sacred choral music, offering a Memorial Day weekend concert of remembrance and comfort, featuring Herbert Howell's Requiem. Tickets at te-deum.org. If you are listening at home right now, by the way, aka not driving, go to your phone or go to your computer and go to our website and give me a request. I am planning Friday's Classics by Requests for the morning, and I've gotten some good requests, including all of Chopin's 24 preludes. Ooh, it's going to be a good show. So I've still got some space left. If you have a request, again, go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest or just navigate over to the Shows tab, and there'll be a form there you can fill out. Without further ado, Brandenburg Concerto No. 4, Christopher Hogwood, Academy of Ancient Music, Johann Sebastian Bach, now on KPR. Brandenburg Concerto No. 4 here on KPR by Bach. That was Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music. I've got some Schubert coming up for you next hour and some other interesting things that I don't think you've probably heard in a while, but they are lovely. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's about 72 degrees outside.
Typically for us humans, we each carry two sets of chromosomes, but many plants have more, and researchers scoured plant DNA to find out why.
These whole genome duplications, they do not occur randomly. They are clustered in time.
Times of big global environmental changes like the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs or global warming. I'm Elsa Chang. That's story on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Morning Fog, bakery and cafe in Lawrence, offering coffee, food, pastries, and more, all made fresh in-house. Located at 2412 Iowa Street. More at morningfogks.com. Next hour, I've got some Schubert performed with a conductor who is also related to a composer. More soon on KPR. Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is Kansas Public Radio. Schubert's Overture in D. Just kidding. Oh, in E here on KPR. So many letters to read for you this morning. Wow, guess it's one of those days. I am Destiny. That was Christian Benda, the conductor, conducting the Prague Sinfonia. And I've actually got a recording of him coming up conducting the Prague Chamber Orchestra. I found music by a composer with the last name, and I wondered if they were related. Guess what? They are. Christian's father is George. So we are going to listen to George's symphony right now, George Benda's Symphony No. 1, conducted by his son. I think that's delightful. It is Symphonia No. 1, and that one is in the happy key of D major. It is right now on KPR. A lovely sinfonia here on KPR by George Benda, conducted by his son Christian Benda with the Prague Chamber Orchestra. I suppose you could say that concludes all of the music of father and son connections that I found for today. Sometimes I get on a theme and I stick with it. I do have something about the Southern Sea from a composer you may not know, Cornelius Dupper. That is coming up. I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Per Aspera, a historic Kansas City history podcast. Actually, that's a Kansas history podcast presenting a live listening event of 12 to Freedom about those who risked all to escape slavery. Hosted by KPR's Kay McIntyre, May 20th, 6:30 p.m. at 10th and Mass Studio in Lawrence. That sounds fun. Hey, by the way, I have to give another plug for Friday Morning's Classics by Request. That's the show where I feature music that you have suggested. It's really fun. You can make a request right now. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, click on shows to find Classics by Request, and it's Fridays 9 to noon and Saturdays 1 to 4. All right, Cornelius Dupper, Symphony No. 7. The Southern Sea Symphony. It has a Dutch name, and that's what it translates to. And wouldn't you know, it's played by the Netherlands Radio Symphony Orchestra. This should be a good listen on KPR. Well, that was pretty dramatic. My goodness, here on Kansas Public Radio, no one ever accused me of being dramatic. That was Cornelius Dupper's Symphony No. 7, Southern Sea, with the Netherlands Radio Symphony Orchestra. Wow, sort of had a Pirates of the Caribbean feel to it. Exciting. How many of you had not heard that before? I hadn't, and then when I listened to it, I thought, hey, this is epic, the ending especially. Pretty fun indeed. I am Destiny. Glad you've been here with me the last couple of hours. I've got another hour of music coming up for you. A famous Verdi overture to open next hour, a lovely Mendelssohn symphony, and even something by Rossini. We've got a great selection. This is Kansas Public Radio.
At KPR's Next Cinema A-Go-Go, Flash Gordon's here to save the universe. Join us Friday at Liberty Hall for Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial.
The planet is rushing madly toward the Earth, and no human power can stop it.
Plus the 1980 remake featuring music by Queen. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is a part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. More music after NPR News. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Nike is the latest big company to face a class action lawsuit that argues shoppers should get a cut of any refunds because they paid the costs through higher prices. Nike declined comment. Alina Seluch, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. This is Kansas Public Radio. Wow, what kind of mood was I in when I picked out this morning's music? Jeez Louise. Oh, here on KPR, a lot of very dramatic music. That was Verdi's Rigoletto Overture with the Sofia Symphony Orchestra. Hi there, I am Destiny. Well, I have the perfect thing coming up next. It literally is about moving from darkness to light, so never fear, we shall be saved from all of the drama. I've also got something by Rossini at the end of the hour, and you always know Rossini is fun. Hope you're all doing well today. It is Tuesday. It's about 75 degrees outside. It's really sunny, and there's some wind. It's supposed to get into the 80s today. Incredible, indeed. Well, let's get into this. Let's actually get out of this darkness and more into the light, shall we? Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 2, Hymn of Praise. This is really beautiful, and I've got the Bamberg Symphony and Symphony Choir conducted by Klaus-Peter Flohr. It is right now for you on Kansas Public Radio. Moving from darkness to light here on KPR, a magnificent symphony by Mendelssohn, number 2, Hymn of Praise. That was Klaus-Peter Flohr conducting the Bamberg Symphony and Choir. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me this morning. We've got one more little gem to listen to before the close of the hour, and Jeff is around in the noon hour for some Mediterranean dances for orchestra. That sounds really fun. And a great guitar concerto by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. I was thinking of George Enescu, the violinist. Anyways, support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. And Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs, open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute. Time for a Rossini overture into your afternoon hour, The Turk in Italy, about a poet who needed some inspiration from antics to write. This is Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields on KPR. The Turk in Italy Overture by Rossini here on KPR. Sir Neville Mariner, Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. That was a pretty fun ending to a great day. It's sunny out there. I snuck out a little bit during the Mendelssohn Symphony while I was listening to catch some sunlight. So make sure you get out there and enjoy the weather today. It's really nice out right now in Lawrence. It's supposed to warm up into the 80s a little later, so we shall see. Enjoy the warmth. Enjoy it now before it's summer and it's 500 degrees outside. Oh, I have enjoyed being here with all of you this morning. You are wonderful listeners. We love you here at KPR.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR with Matthew Algio. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news on KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information at Maselli's.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. NPR News is up next, and then more music on Kansas Public Radio. And remember, you can always listen on your smart speaker or on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being here.